All right, guys, so we're in lesson 23, so this is the last lesson, and these are the final words of Paul in this letter. So we're going to look at focus on verses 1 to 14 of chapter 13. Okay, so let's kind of focus as we're beginning. He's going to give some warnings, and it has to do with him showing up for a third visit. Is that normal? When you're going to go visit somebody, you got to warn them ahead of time, I'm coming. Get ready. Do you know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard. Well, Paul's doing that here, so we're going to talk about that. So let's look at verses 1 to 10. This is the third time I'm coming to you. Every charge must be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. I warn those who sinned before and all the others. And I warn them now while absent, as I did when present on my second visit, that if I come again, I will not spare them, since they seek proof that Christ is speaking in me. He is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you. For he was crucified in weakness, but lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him. But in dealing with you, we will live with him by the power of God. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about ourselves? That Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test. I hope you will find out that we have not failed the test. We pray to God that you may not do wrong, not that we may appear to have met the test, but that you may do what is right, though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. We are glad when we are weak and you are strong. Your restoration is what we pray for. For this reason I write these things while I am away from you, that when I come, I may not have to be severe in my use of authority that the Lord has given me for building up and not tearing down. Okay, so this is, to be honest with you, it's a pretty blunt section. We've gone through the entire letter. You can't help but feel when you read this that he's being pretty strong here. So let's kind of talk about what's going on here. All right, so first thing, once again, Paul tells them that he intends to visit them for a third time. So this is a third visit. Now, just so you realize, his visits, there's a period of time between each visit because, of course, he's establishing other churches. They travel by foot. So it's not like they can hop in a car and just drive over like, you know, we're going to go over to State College later, so let's hop in a car and go over there. I mean, in Paul's day, they would have to walk there, however long that would take. You know what I'm saying? And then the roads would be filled with robbers and other people and so forth. And so the reality is it takes time. And so there's time between each visit. So he says, I'm going to come for a third visit. Now, notice what he does here, because he's saying he's going to come for a third visit. And then when you get to verse 2, he makes an interesting statement that, verse 1, every charge must be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. Now, why do you think he's immediately, I'm coming for a third visit, get ready. Then he says, every charge needs to be established by two or three witnesses. Why do you think he does that? What do we know so far? Okay, they're not doing right. How are they not doing right? What's he spent most of this letter doing? Who's he been defending in most of this letter? himself. So now he's showing up. He's got people who are making accusations against him. And so he's got to tell them, okay, I'm coming. And know that you need to have, what, two or three witnesses to bring in.